stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, August 12th.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is. It is Friday.
Excited.
And we're excited.
For the weekend.
Probably everybody is, huh?
Well, you never know. Unless you're going to have a crappy weekend.
I don't know a person that doesn't like the weekend. Let's put it that way.
People that like to work a lot.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Then they can just carry it into the weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Or people that have to work on the weekend. They
True,
probably
and
like
then they
it,
have
right?
the week off.
Yes.
Good point,
Sammy. Good point. You see, I'm very observant.
You really are.
Yeah.
I like that about
you. I need to tap myself on the shoulder sometimes, you know?
You should.
Yeah.
Or make out
I keep amazing myself. I keep impressing myself.
You know what? Not many people say that in the world today.
Really?
That's good. I think that's a good thing to have.
Yeah. You know,
need to always, you know, amaze yourself, impress yourself. Pat yourself in the back, make
exactly.
out with yourself.
Be your best friend, you know.
Hey, we need more self-love in this world. I agree.
There you go. There you go.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah,
you know,
you can spend some quality time with your hand, you know. It
okay.
does work.
I'm talking about real self-love. I'm not talking about masturbation right now. I'm actually talking
no,
about...
No, but you said touch yourself, didn't you?
No, I said
make love
out.
To yourself.
I said make out with
you. Make out with you. Okay, excuse me. That's different.
It's totally different. You can kiss yourself, but not masturbate. I wasn't talking about masturbation.
Do you sometimes picture people masturbating, you know, people that you know or people on the street and stuff?
On the street, yeah. Probably, I'm sure. I don't think about it a lot, but sure, yeah, maybe.
I know. Sure. It's like I don't think about it a lot, too. But, you know, you think it's like almost everybody does it, and yet nobody really talks about it, you know?
Yeah, I don't really want to picture everybody doing it, to yeah. be honest. Let's just leave that out.
Or some couples, you know, picture them having sex
yeah.
and stuff, you know?
Yeah, if they're cute, if they're hot, sure, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
sometimes you just try to figure out a couple, you know, what did they find in each other, you know? So they don't have
well,
to be
yeah,
attractive
sometimes when
for
you
me
think,
to picture.
Sometimes when you see, like, a really odd-looking couple together,
mm-hmm.
you're like, what is that attraction?
Yeah.
You know? And it's not even that they're not cute or that one is really hot and one's not so hot, but it's more so just, like, when you see a couple that just doesn't really fit together.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You're just like, what is the attraction with that?
I
don't know.
I know.
It's just interesting how people are attracted to different things, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you see a clean-cut woman and everything dressing really nice, and then this guy full of tattoos and wearing a T-shirt and jeans, you know. So
oh, that,
they don't
well,
go
happens
together.
All the time.
Yeah, I know.
All the time.
Yeah.
You see some really,
I don't
like,
know what they find
hot
in
girls
days.
With, like, guys that are just, like, tatted up and, like, motorcycles, and they're not cute at all, or, like,
yeah.
I know, but I like really dorky guys.
Right.
I do. I do. I like really nerdy guys. Not, I mean, not super nerdy. Let me be clear.
What does
that.
Nerdy mean? I mean, do
like
they not have to be good looking? Or?
Well, no. Like, if they're cute in some way, but mostly, like, if they have a really great personality and they're funny. Mm. Funny, yes.
Yes.
And they're intelligent. And they're rich. You know, like, I think, like, that appeals to me more.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's an aphrodisiac for you, money.
Sure.
Well, it is for
you know,
everyone,
I just though. Feel like going through, I have to say, it never was. And it's not like it's like the end all be all, but I have to say, you know, going through a marriage where you and your husband fought about money and it was always an issue and you weren't really allowed to spend anything and he didn't want to buy anything or go anywhere. It's just like, it just, it was annoying. Like, I don't want to live my life like that. And it's not like I need millions of dollars to be spending it on things, but I want to be able to have money with my person. And when I want to travel, we travel. We don't think about it. It doesn't hurt the bank. You know, if I want to go see my family, I go see my family. If I want to give to charities, I want to give to charities. If I need to help out family or friends with money, I do it. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of financial freedom that I want.
Well, you're in the wrong line of business, but but you do have the option of marrying someone with money, so...
I do have that option.
Yeah.
Damn, I should have done it the first
I hope you'll do it that way. You know?
I hope I
don't
want to
picture you like poor or struggling still, you know, 20 years from
now. I can't do that again. I have learned a huge lesson there. I can't do that again. It's just stupid. I don't want to marry for, you know, I can struggle on my own, but like I want to marry for, I want him to have some money.
Yeah.
It doesn't appeal to me dating like an unemployed actor. That doesn't appeal to me at all, because I'm that. So I don't need another one of those. I don't need that. It's just not, it's not appealing at
all. Yeah, but it wouldn't bother you if it's somebody else's money? That you're using someone else's money?
I want to always work.
Right.
I want to always work.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I want my person to have money, and I'm going to spend it. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend it.
So
but
you don't care
I also want to make,
you.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to, I want to make money. I'll always work. I like to work. I'm not a housewife. You know, I'll do certain stuff around the house, but I don't want to stay home and do that. It doesn't matter to me.
Like me doing the laundry last night.
There you go. How was that?
That was an adventure.
Did you get through it?
I did the easy part, throwing it to the machines. Now to fold the clothes.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
You're just going to live out of your basket for a while, aren't you?
No, I won't. I won't. I already pulled out. You see, I mean, I used to live by myself for so many years that I'm self-sufficient. You know, so I know when clothes get wrinkled if you leave them in the machine. So I pull them out, sort of like straighten them out, but I didn't fold them yet. Okay.
So they're gonna
but
be
hey,
a little...
that's progress.
But no, that's good. But they're going to be a little wrinkled though.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I kind of like spread them out, you know.
Oh,
like
you spread them out.
Yeah, like shook the pants and the shirts and sort of like spread them out.
Okay, well, then
but
it might
just
be okay.
Didn't fold them yet.
Gotcha.
No, it's not going to be wrinkly. I mean, I know what it takes, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't leave it in the dryer, you know, you got to take it out.
Oh, yeah. And you don't leave it in the basket for 5 days.
Exactly.
That's what happens to me. I'm like, oh, I'll just, you know. I mean, it depends. Like my maid, I have a maid that comes... and does my laundry too, right?
Uh-huh.
And she folds everything. So everything's nicely folded.
Mm-hmm.
But I just usually, when that happens, it never comes out of the basket. I just live out of the basket.
Yeah.
But if I do my laundry like in between, you know, her coming, that just, you know, again, like I won't fold it. So it's just like a wrinkly mess. I'm like, oh God, I just want somebody. I actually don't mind doing the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the folding and putting away.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, what's the big deal in separating them, putting them in the machine?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, some people don't even like that, but I do because it's, you know, it's getting cleaned and you feel good about it, but that it just folding it and putting it away is a whole nother
thing. I know.
Thing.
That's the part I don't like.
I should pay her extra to put my clothes away.
Yeah. And you're a fucking struggling actor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a fucking maid that folds my clothes.
Well, she can't. Well, not to be horrible.
So you're not doing terribly.
Oh, I have been better acting-wise. I've been better acting-wise. This is the slowest year for me as an actor.
Yeah.
It is. It's just, you know what, though? Our business is changing, and it's kind of, you got to go with it, you know? That's why I'm doing more hosting, because it's taking a different turn, which is okay. I mean, we as actors have to be able to flow with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything changes.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, nothing stays the same.
Exactly. So, you know, whatever it's going through now, you just go with it and not get upset about it and find another outlet if there isn't any acting roles. And thank God that I do have another outlet, you know? So it just depends. But, you know, I think it's really hard for any. I mean, I have friends that are nurses that are going through hard times right now that can't even find a job
because
they need more hours or, you know, or more experience. And it's just, it's like any business.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so, well, I mean, so you don't have to look for a guy that will provide you with a maid. You already have one. So you need other things.
Well, you know what? She's become one of my friends, but when I moved in there, that was kind of the thing. Like, that was because there was a lawn, there was a washer and dryer in the front house. So my landlord's like, look, I'm like, can I do my laundry there? And he's like, well, you know, we have a maid that does that, so she's going to do that for us. So she kind of
came
with it. So it's not like
a built-in maid.
But she's become a dear friend of mine. You know, like her and her daughter are dear friends of mine. But you know, so she's kind of came with it in a way. So I can't really.
Yeah.
It's not like I went and looked out and found someone. I didn't.
Yeah.
Because
I
never had one.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it you can't make too much. You can make fun of me a little bit, but you can't.
Why would I make fun of you?
No, I'm just kidding. Sam, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's not a terrible thing. I mean, I would have.
No.
I would have one, too. It's just hard to keep maids, to find good ones, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we had one. We brought a new one, and the next day our fucking iPhone was gone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that was like a new maid, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
Jesus.
I know. So you got to be careful who you bring to your house.
Exactly. That's scary.
You know?
That didn't happen to
me. And you go based on referrals and everything. It wasn't just somebody off the street. And yet, you know, but you can't prove it. And that's the irritating thing.
Jesus. Yeah. Did you see, I don't know the story because my video is, my audio is down, but it's showing this video of this, it's like another Casey Anthony.
This woman, I heard, with this little girl?
Yeah, but it's an actor's daughter?
Oh, is it?
She the daughter of?
I don't know.
Actor's daughter guilty in girl's death. So
it's
like another Casey Anthony trial.
Wow.
Who am I going to get pissed at now?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton's estranged daughter is convicted of aggravated manslaughter of a one-year-old girl.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Billy Bob Thornton?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like
his daughter?
He looks like he'd raise a crazy woman. I'm just kidding. I don't know. He looks nuts, though. Remember when him and Angelina were married?
Uh-huh.
And they carried that, like, vial of blood around
blood
their neck?
Blood and
like, really?
Tattoos.
That was just so, you know, looking at that, I was like, you guys are being such actors.
Yeah.
Like, you're too
very
showy.
Very eccentric and shit.
But just for show.
Right.
Like, I don't think that they really wanted to carry each other's blood around. I think it was just, like, the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, they could be nuts, you know?
No, I think they're crazy. I do think that. But I'm saying, I felt like that was such a show. It was just a little too put on for me.
Right.
It was a little like, we're going to wear this. We know we're going to be photographed and people are going to talk about it. And we just want to be weird and different. And that's just annoying.
Yeah.
It's trying too hard. It's annoying.
Yeah, it is a stupid thing to do.
Anyway, so maybe we're going to have another Casey Anthony trial to talk about.
Maybe. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately. But, you know, I'm saying like, now we have another one to talk about.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. You like those trials.
No, I don't.
No.
I mean, God,
no, I
don't. You
just get into it, yeah.
Well, I just... It's not that it fascinates me in the sense of how somebody can do this, but I'm not. I mean, this is just horrible.
Right.
I'm not okay with this by any means. But
What
the F? I don't know. I don't know the story, so I have no idea what happened.
Yeah. Did you know there was a GOP debate last night? A political debate? Neither did I. So let's move on.
Wow. There we go, guys. We just told two stories that we don't even know about or care about. Oh my God!
Oh,
I don't really care.
I can't watch these debates. You know, after 5 minutes, it's just like I zonk out.
Either.
You know,
well, who wants?
It's like, what are you saying?
I know. Do they even know what they're saying? I feel like they don't even know what they're saying. I just feel like it's all a bunch of crap.
It is, and
people...
I'm tired of hearing of this shit all
the
time.
Yeah, I agree.
Know?
I completely. What's the stock market doing? What's happening?
It's up again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
God.
It was up yesterday, and it's up again today. So we'll see how it ends the day, but obviously not a good time to be in the market right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed after the past
few days. No, but I mean, you know, seemingly it is attractive. You know, I mean, if prices really fall, it's a good time to buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with
then,
it being so up
buy,
and down, though,
right.
It's like...
So people buy up and then they get scared again and they go into a sell-off and... You know, it's all psychological.
Right.
Yeah.
How much does Dakota Fanning freak you out?
Dakota Fanning?
She freaks me out.
Really? Why?
She's too old for her age. She freaks me out.
Too old
she's
for
really
her age?
She's really creepy.
How old is she?
I don't know. She acts like she's like...
She must be like over
65.
18 by now.
I don't know. She acts like she's like 65. Mm. She When she was like 10, she acted like she was like 50.
Yeah.
I can't handle. She's too like, I don't know. She freaks me out.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, good for her. She's successful as hell, but she freaks me out.
Why?
I don't. It's just something weird. Like, you know when people are so, when they're so young and yet they're so old. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like it's like it's little
disturbing.
Babies. Yeah, it's like little babies that look like old men. That's really disturbing. And you know what I'm talking about because not all babies are cute.
Right.
And there are some babies that look like old men. Creepy. That's just creepy to me. And she just, I don't know. She just is creepy.
Wow.
She's been old. Like, she was on Oprah one time and Oprah's interviewing her and she sounded older than Oprah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Older than Oprah. She probably did sound like it, you know?
She did sound like it. She just creeps me out. They're just showing pictures of her, and I'm just looking at her.
That's funny.
I just can't.
But she looks different from when she was young,
well,
I find.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah? Why? She was a cute kid.
No, I mean, it's just like they grow up. I mean, she looks better now. She went through this awkward phase, but we all do. Mm. I went through a really awkward phase.
During your teens.
Oh, yeah. Well, like... Mm-hmm. Like 10 to 12, I was a little... I was like...
What does
first
that
of all, I had like horrible hair. Like my mom just permed the shit out of it. And I had bangs and the bang... You know when the bangs were in where they stuck up everywhere? It was just like... Everything about it was just nasty. Your hair looked so like fried and overdone. It just... Everything about it was gross. And then, you know, I got my period when I was 10, so I was a little... I was always really skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But I gained a little bit of weight, you know, when I got my period. So, you know, it was, so that was hard. And then my brothers would make fun of me because I was a little fat. I was a little chunky. I remember. So I used to make home, we all used to make home videos, like dance videos, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was doing a dance video to like Roxette. Listen to Your Heart or something,
right.
Something cheesy as hell. And I'm sitting there and I'm dancing and I'm like pretending to sing. And I didn't have a microphone, so I was using my I was using my hand as a pretend microphone. Uh-huh. And one of my brothers, I think it was Tony that came in, my older brother comes in and he's like with his friends, right? So they're like making fun of us as we're like making the video. And Tony runs in, he opens the door and he's like watching us dance and stuff. Uh-huh. And then he screams out on video. He's like, what happened to your microphone? Did you eat it? And I was like, and I started crying and then I stopped the video. It was so embarrassing because they made fun of me all the time. But then I got skinny and then I became anorexic and then there we go.
The rest
so,
is history.
And there we go. Exactly. But wow. There was a period of time when I went through the awkward stage. But she was awkward for a little bit. She's a beautiful girl, though.
Yeah.
She really is. Mm. She just creeps me out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you hear that Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony were seen together in the Hamptons?
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
So, you know, there's speculation they're back together or something, but they're saying that it was really more to spend time with the kids.
Yeah, it's probably with the kids.
You think?
That's an odd... See, okay, that's an odd couple.
Right.
Look-wise, odd couple.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just odd-looking.
Yeah, you know? I guess, yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah, I mean, many women find him attractive, I'm sure.
Well, because he's you know, Spanish, and he's a singer, and he's an amazing voice.
Yeah.
You know? He, like, exudes sex, but... You know, I don't think he's cute at all.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't, you know, who knows? Who knows what they're doing? Who knows? We'll get back together, maybe. We'll see. I don't really, whatever. It's not a breakup that I'm upset about.
No?
No. There are some that I get upset about.
Really? Uh-huh. Like, which ones?
Not Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, because I could care less about either of those two.
Yeah. By the way, Tom Cruise... I'm getting the book called Inside Scientology.
No!
Yeah. And it's like got like a whole thing. So since we brought it up and everybody's really curious about it.
You're going to read it.
I'm going to read it.
If you become a Scientologist, we are no longer friends.
I'm not going to be a Scientologist. This is like an investigation into it.
Oh, so we're like,
yeah, it's
okay.
Not like Dianetics or
okay,
something.
Got it.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing.
It is, you
we're
know.
Talk
I mean,
about
I really want to know. I really
I
want
too.
To know what's going on in there.
So we can make fun of it even more.
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing. I can't wait.
But at least we'll be accurate about it, you know?
At least we can make fun of it correctly.
Yeah.
There we go. About Xenu and all of its beta wave things that you put on your head. I don't understand it. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Is that what I have to look forward to?
Yes. He's a sci-fi writer. This is what it's... It is the most insane thing in the world. Mm-hmm. I can't understand how people can take this seriously.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We're going to find out.
When are you getting this? This is like the best day ever.
Like Tuesday or something. Yeah.
You better get on that. That'll be your number one priority to read.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
To keep you posted on Scientology.
And once you're done, I'm going to read it because I can't wait to make fun of it more.
Okay.
Where did you find it? On Amazon?
On Amazon, yeah. It came out last month.
God bless Amazon.
Yeah, I know. And they always suggest such great books, you know?
They really do.
They seem to know everything about you.
Well, because, you know, what you buy, then they put out suggestions based on what you buy.
Right, and what you look at, too.
Yeah, exactly, and what you look at, which is creepy.
Yeah, it's very creepy.
But at the same time, like, it's awesome. I love Amazon.
Even Facebook is creepy, you know? I mean, like, for example, they keep showing me ads, like, for Jewish things and Israeli things and stuff, and I don't have anything about it on my profile at all.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and they still figure it out because they can see maybe who you communicate with.
Well, your last name?
No, they wouldn't know.
Okay.
If they did, that would be really creepy. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just creepy enough as it is.
No, I mean, there's a lot of Hassans that are American.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, I found a few people that have the same name as me.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah. Isn't it cool? I think a lot of people find people with the same name.
Sam Hassan? Hassan?
Yes, Hassan.
Hassan. I say Hassan all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I call you Sam Hassan.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Hassan.
Well, there's two S's there.
Sorry,
so Hassan.
Hassan. Hassan. Yeah. Hassan, Sam Hassan. I got it. Okay. I'll just keep saying it. Sam Hassans?
Yes, definitely.
Are you friends with them?
Yeah, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, friends, you know. I never talk to them.
Right. I actually found a family in Boston that's the Rybel family.
Right.
And we still haven't figured out if we're related to them yet.
Yeah.
But I woke up one day. And on my phone, it said Stephanie Rybel wants to be friends with you. And I was like, why the hell do I want to be friends with myself? So I was like, what? I don't understand this. So thank God she wrote on it. She goes, is this the Stephanie Rybel that's a model actress? And I wrote back. I said, yes. And she goes, okay, so because she immediately looked me up. We spell it the same exact way. The same exact way.
Yeah.
But this is how she found me. She lives in Boston, and when I was with my husband, I had gone to some mall there, okay? And in the Mac store, not the Mac, Apple Mac.
Right.
The Mac makeup store.
Right.
Okay, so as a SAG member, as an actor, and as, you know, like a makeup artist in the union and in the entertainment business, they always give you a discount if you're in the entertainment business, okay? So, but you have to give them your name and show that you are a member of SAG or a member of AFTRA or a member of the makeup artist union, whatever. So when I went there, I had bought Mac makeup and I said my name and I said I was in the union, so I got like a discount. Okay, so this girl goes to the same Mac store, and when they're ringing her up, they're like, "Oh, are you Stephanie Rybel?" Because she gave her card. Are you Stephanie Rybel, the actress? Because they were gonna give her a discount, and she was like, "What?" So then she comes home and finds me. Then her whole family befriends me.
Really?
So now I'm friends with all the Rybels on the East Coast, and they are the nicest freaking people.
Wow.
They're so awesome, but we can't figure out if we're related somehow.
Right.
But it was so
That's
cool.
Weird, yeah.
I know, it was so weird, but I thought it was so awesome. Yeah. And she spells her name, she's not Stephanie Joy, but she's Stephanie Rybel. I thought that was really cool.
Oh.
I don't know what how it's related, but my dad can fix it. He's on that ancestry.com.
Yes.
He's figuring it out right now. I mean, he's figuring out our family tree, which I think is cool.
Yeah. I know, I try to do that, but I don't think on Ancestry I'm going to find anything. So when I went back to Israel last year, I went with my dad to the center where, you know, they have the same thing, but for like Jewish families and, you know, generations and shit. We couldn't find anything, man.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, you can't find anything unless people put it in.
Right.
And, you know, so if nobody's put it in, you know, nobody's been into computers and all this
that's
stuff.
That's true.
then it's not going to be in there.
Yeah.
But for future generations, we're all putting our stuff in there, you know.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Remember that show, Who Do You Think You Are?
Right. Yeah.
Did you ever, did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't, it's not on anymore.
No, but I saw it, the name came up of the show somewhere. I don't know if they are doing it again or, I think there was one recently. I don't remember who it was on, but I remember that. But yeah, at any rate, it was a good show.
I loved it. It was so fascinating to me. Wow, Michael Kors is marrying a really hot guy. Hello.
Who? Michael
Sorry.
Who?
Michael Kors. Oh, Michael Kors. I forgot to watch all my shows last night.
Yeah?
Project Runway.
Right. I heard You Think You Can Dance, there was a winner. Did you see that?
There was a winner last night?
That's what it says.
Oh, my God. Why am I even missing this?
I thought
they had one more week.
Oh, really?
Please don't tell me. Don't tell me.
I'm sorry.
No, wait. Tell me.
I thought they said, hold on a second. I saw it in a different place.
Okay, wait.
I'm going to have to bring it up now.
You know what? Tell me, because I'm going to know. I'm not going to be able to watch it until I get home.
Really?
Oh.
Okay, well, let me see if I can find it. I don't know.
I thought they had one more week.
Really?
Damn it. I am so pissed. I missed Project Runway last night and Jersey Shore.
Really?
But I heard Jersey Shore wasn't that amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who was it?
Yeah. God damn it, I lost it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll try to find it.
Yeah, it doesn't have the okay, Melanie Moore.
Oh, she won!
Yeah.
I knew
Whoever
it.
Whoever the hell that is. But
I know who she is. She's awesome. Yeah. I knew it!
Yeah? You knew she would
win? It was
going
to be, I thought, it was between these two girls. I didn't think the guys were as strong as these two girls. It was between her and Sasha this year. And the way it was going, it just seemed like Melanie was a fan favorite. Everybody loved her, and the judges really loved her.
Right.
You know, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
Oh, she's awesome, though. Oh, I'm so happy.
So happy for her.
Damn it, I thought there was another week left. Now what am I going to do with myself?
I don't know.
Well, at least
you've
Project,
got the other shows.
I have Project Runway. And
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. This is so pathetic. It's I know.
The recap is Snooki denies the situation.
Oh.
What does that mean?
Oh, you don't know who the situation is?
No, I do. But why did she deny him? Did
because
he try to get
yeah,
go to bed with her?
Yeah, because he tried to hit on her.
Oh.
And he's just a doucher. Like, he is...
the situation. What the hell kind of a name.
Did you ever see that episode? No, you didn't because you don't watch the show. There's this episode, I think it was last season, where the situation calls up this pizza place to order pizza. And the guy's like... And so situation was like, yeah, I'll have two large pizzas, whatever. And the guy's like, great. He's like, what's your name? And he's like, the situation. And the guy goes, what? And he goes, my name's the situation. And he goes, whatever, dude. And he was so, the guy on the other end was so pissed because he was like, who the F is this guy?
I know.
Like, it was so, it was
probably
so
thought
hilarious.
Somebody was pranking him or something, you know?
I probably would have the same reaction too if somebody called me and then they were like, I'd be like, you're an idiot, dude. You're an idiot for calling yourself the situation. He really is a moron, actually.
Is he really?
He really is stupid. He's gross. I don't know how that guy gets any women at all.
Really?
I don't, he is so disturbing to look at and listen to. He would just creep me. He creeps me out.
Really?
Yeah. I only like one guy on the show, so that's why I watch it.
Yeah.
And to make fun of Snooki, because she's a mess and a half.
Yeah, she is a mess.
She is. But you know what? She is famous, and she's doing it, and she's making tons of money.
Exactly. So we can't say too many bad things
exactly.
about her, right?
And I'm happy for her
Apparently
success.
Apparently she's smart.
Apparently she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she's on her second book already.
Second book, you see?
Damn it, Sam.
She's smarter than we are, and we
There's
make
Scientology
fun of her.
Books out there. There's Snooki books. I mean, come on. We can write a book.
Yeah.
We have to. I have to. I've been told twice that I am going to be writing a book.
Really?
I need to follow.
By whom? Psychics?
We had Jamie is one of them. Jamie Allen.
Right. Okay. The
she
astrologist.
Was one. And then another psychic told me this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then write a friggin' book. What can I tell you? Do you know what you want to write about?
No, I have no idea.
No?
I don't think I'm that interesting of a person. What am I going to write about? My obsession with fat Asian kids and dogs?
Well, you don't have to write about yourself.
No, I know. I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know what I would write about, to be honest. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it'll come to me someday.
Yeah.
Whatever. I have time, right?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess you do have time. I hope you do. So are you going to go see the movie 30 Minutes or Less?
I am totally going to go see
that. I know. I want to see that. It's not getting great reviews, though.
Really?
Yeah. But who cares? You know, I mean, if a movie is good, then... I guess the 30 Minutes or Less refers to a pizza delivery. So he's a pizza delivery guy.
Which one?
What's his name? The Eisenberg. Jesse Eisenberg. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Eisenberg. And... Yeah, he's got that friend of his. What's his name? Aziz Ansari.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. On Parks
he's
and Recreation.
He's funny, huh?
Oh, on Parks and Recreation, he is hilarious.
Is he really?
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. He seemed pretty funny. I saw him doing an interview.
He's so funny.
And so, yeah, and I guess what they do is, I don't know what they get into or something, but they're, you know, he's committing a lot of moving violations and shit like that, you know, trying to get the delivery there in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The pizza.
Yeah.
So, you know, he drives fast and does all this stuff. But so that's pretty much what they say here. Got a dead end job, blah, 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 you know.
I love all them. Danny McBride, Nick Swardson, Jesse Eisenberg, and Aziz.
Right.
Yeah. All four of them I love. So yeah. I'm going to go see it based on that alone. So even if the script isn't so good, I just think they are hilarious.
I see.
So there's got to be something funny in there.
Yeah.
At least something.
I think this Eisenberg is a fucking genius. You know, after I saw him on Facebook, on the Facebook movie.
He's a fucking genius.
He's a great actor.
He didn't write the movie.
No, I know, but he acted so great.
Oh, he's so good
in
that. He
was convincing.
You know what? If you like him a lot, he was great in Adventureland.
Right.
He was great in Zombieland.
Oh, really?
He was great.
I thought Social Network was like the first.
No.
Just his first big part, maybe.
No, because Adventureland came out. I think that came out before. The Social Network.
Yeah.
And that he was...
Never heard of Adventureland before.
Yeah. Him, Kristen Stewart, Ryan Reynolds. It's a
fun
little...
How did I miss that?
Well...
Is that like a romantic comedy or something?
Kind of.
Yeah, probably. That's why I missed it.
But that... He was great in that, and he was great in Zombieland, too, with Woody Harrelson.
Uh-huh.
He's really funny.
Really?
He's that guy, though. That's why he's so good.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah, like
I think he's so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's for sure.
Well, you like nerds.
You know.
He's very nerdy.
I would marry him. Just saying.
God. All the people you would marry.
I mean, hopefully he's not a total doucher. And then, you know, then I would marry him. But if he's like a jerk, I don't want to. No. I don't have the time for it. Oh, I think he's hot. I do.
Wow.
And I think he's just a really good actor.
Yeah.
At that, doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I don't know how he'll do in this movie, but Social Network, he did the right job. I think he did a good job.
Oh, he was awesome in that.
Did he get he didn't get an Oscar for it, did he?
No.
He was
no.
nominated, though, wasn't he?
Was he nominated? What was that? All of a sudden I'm going through, like, all of a sudden I'm a kid going through puberty. I can barely, did you hear that? I don't know what just came out of my mouth. Oh, my God. I don't even think I've ever hit a note that high before in my life. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah. Well, at least I know the film was nominated for something.
The film was not. They won for adapted screenplay, I think.
Did they?
Yeah, Aaron Sorkin won, I think. Yeah. But I don't. Maybe he was nominated. Maybe you are right. Let's see. Let's check it out, Sammy.
Yeah.
I want to give you kudos.
Although it's
for
hard
right.
for me to imagine he
His
would be.
Was Jesse? What did you say? Jesse Eisenberg.
It's hard for me to imagine that he would be competing against all these big stars.
Nominated.
But maybe.
For an Oscar for what's the movie? The
Social Network.
I've seen it so many times.
Really?
I love that. Was Jesse... Was he? Oh, he was. You are the best.
Friggin' right.
You are freaking right, dude.
Wow.
I know,
because I remember that, you know, I hadn't seen it when he was selected.
That's right, because it was Javier Bardem in Beautiful, Jeff Bridges in True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg in Social Network, Colin Firth won for King's Speech, which we all knew he was going to... And then James Franco. Who cares about James Franco?
You don't like him?
Oh, pfft. No. He should have stayed with soap operas and never left.
You're such a brutal critic, you know.
And people can be mean to me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, people would hate you if you're a movie critic.
No, I, to be honest, really, I think, it's completely subjective. Mm-hmm. And it's who you really like to watch. So right. It's not that I think people are really that bad, because it's really all subjective. But, you know, I just like to make fun for fun reasons. People can make fun of me all the time, and it's fine. I don't care. But it's just, you know, just for entertainment reasons I like to.
Okay.
But there are some that are, Bill Paxton. I feel like watching him, I close my eyes and he's reading the lines.
Yeah. And you know what? After we talked about it, I listened to the show and I know exactly why you picked Bill Paxton, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. He's totally like a robot, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. He doesn't show any emotion or
anything. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's like, I mean, I tend to, you know, and some people really like him. For me, as an audience member, I really connect with funny, obviously, actors and people that are really passionate, that have this kind of, you know, like a Marlon Brando or a Meryl Streep or one of my favorite Italian actresses is oh my God, now I'm here we go again. We blank on the names again. She was in The Rose Tattoo. I can't think of her name right now. I just had it. Anyway, she's was one of the best. Ruth Gordon, one of the best.
Yeah.
Anna Magnani is her name, the Italian actress. People that's got, they've got something. They've got something underneath there. You know, you could see their pain. You can feel the emotion, the passion. Like that's what I relate to.
Right.
For me. But I just, you know, I like
and
to make
some
fun.
Actors just sound like they're reading.
Right, like Keanu Reeves, sorry to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, why would they cast them? Keanu Reeves is a good actor, but Bill Paxton, I mean, you know.
My dad just said he's the worst actor. See?
So why would
I'm not the
cast
only one.
I
don't know. I don't know what his appeal is. And this could be this. Look, I'm going to make fun of him because I think he is like reading lines and he sounds very robotic. But for the role, the way the writer wrote it, maybe that is what it calls for, this man to be not very emotional because the women around are going to be that.
I see.
I don't know, but I just think he's just, oh God, I can't listen to him. I can't watch him. I think if it was a different person, I could watch the show. Because Harry Dean Stanton is on it, and he's awesome. Do you know him as an actor?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you'd know him if you saw him. He's an older actor. He's amazing.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, for me, it's just, but I'm glad you watched it, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's true. I just don't really
No, I didn't watch it. I just listened to our show again. And then I was thinking about Bill Paxton. You know, and I remembered the movies he was in.
And Titanic.
So I remember,
But, you know.
You're right. You're right.
I don't know if I'm right. It's just for me, he doesn't work for
me. Right, damn it.
Oh, look at you. You're so sweet. Okay, so this is a little...
So that's 30 minutes or less, and it's starting tonight.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go see it. Just based on him, I just think he's an amazing actor. I was really impressed with the Social Network.
You were, and you sat through the whole thing.
Actually, did I?
Okay.
No, I watched
there
in two parts.
Damn it! Did you sit through The Matrix?
Yes.
You did.
Yes.
I'm proud of
you. I always sit through The Matrix.
That's good.
Yeah.
God, that's so freaking hilarious of you.
But even Big Brother, I couldn't finish last night. I watched half of it.
Why?
Because I got impatient.
Was it not good last
night? No, but I had a lot of work. No, it was good. It was good. It's always good.
It's always good.
And you know what the funny thing is that, you know, you don't really watch it, and I don't hear of people, I don't know anybody who watches it, and yet it's in the top 10 shows every week.
You don't know anybody that watches it.
No.
I love it.
And yet, you know, it's top 10, all three shows. It's on three times a week. All three of them were in the number in the top 10 list.
Oh,
go
my
figure.
God. Well, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That's
but apparently it's a popular show.
Apparently. I mean, it's on three times a week.
Yeah.
It's got to be very popular. I'm going to guess it's very popular. And it's an hour?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
An hour each, yeah.
Is it on CBS?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a pretty good show. But you, like I said, you have to watch these from the beginning, all these reality shows. Otherwise, you don't know what the hell's going on there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, not totally true.
No?
Well, maybe. No.
It's like opening up a book in the middle. and starting to read
from
the middle.
Well, you're talking about the beginning of the season or the beginning of the series?
No, of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
You can't really jump it because you got your favorites already. It's
right.
You know, and then trying to explain to somebody, it's too much.
Exactly. And all the things that went on and, you know. And
yeah. They can just go to Hulu.
Yeah.
Hulu.com, guys.
Yeah. Is it on there? Big Brother?
I think anything's on Hulu, right?
You think so? I don't know. I've never even been on the site, believe it or not. Because I don't watch TV at home. Why would I watch it on the computer?
Right. Why would you, Sammy? Why would you do that? I don't know. My dad told me that Snooki's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Shoot me in the head. She can't even move. So you could just roll her.
Like a roly-poly.
She is. She's roly-poly. Like a roly-poly.
Roly-poly, yeah.
She really is. That's going to be a disaster. I don't like that show, actually. I would be on it, but I don't like the show.
Yeah.
It's just too... It's not even, like, to me... Real dancing, like real dancers, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not into it. One show I'm not into.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah. So whatever. The Postal Service is asking Congress to allow 120,000 layoffs.
What?
The Post Office wants to lay off 120,000 people. And, you know,
why?
The thing is, it's not surprising. Because think about it. I mean, the post office has become irrelevant almost, you know. Who sends letters? Even bills, you know, people pay online.
So how do we get the mail?
You'd still get it, you know. I mean, obviously, they must have millions of employees.
Right.
But at the same time, I know they want to cut the delivery to 5 times a week because they're losing a lot of money, the post office. You know, they have to compete with FedEx, with UPS, for packages and things like that. And then letters, people don't send letters. You know, it's mostly bills.
Yeah.
And it's all moving electronically, digitally. You know,
oh,
online.
My God.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So the Postal Service is not what it used to be. And it's amazing how technology is making so many things obsolete.
That's
and
so
irrelevant.
Crazy. That's crazy. That 120,000 people out of a job, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not what
that's
we need
scary.
Right now.
I know. Jesus, we just, you know, put how many, we just created 100,000 jobs, right? And
I
now we're getting rid of
it. I think it was less than that.
So it's say, sorry. I was trying. This is so, well, I didn't mean to, but I was trying. This is disgusting. I was trying not to burp, and then I turned away, and then all of a sudden I turned back to the microphone, and I just yawned. Awesome stuff. It's so hot this morning. Jesus.
Why don't you take a break?
Burp. Take a break. We're almost done.
No, but burp. Yawn, well, maybe fart. You know, do all the things you need to do, you can go home.
Oh my God, I literally did not know I was going to yawn when I turned into the microphone. I just literally had a burp and I just was trying to like swallow it and then I yawned because I got
funny.
Too much air.
Yeah, but it's not easy sitting behind the microphone.
It's not.
Know?
We have a rough life, Sammy.
Yeah, everything that you say, every noise, every sound.
I know.
You can hear, you know?
I always clap. The other day, Sam comes in and he's like, "I was listening to the show stuff. Can you not touch the microphone? Can you not like bang on
bang
the desk?"
On the
I'm like, "Oh, come on." I can't not use my
hands.
Well,
you can still do it.
I know,
no problem.
I know. I'm kidding.
It just sounds terrible.
I know. Who cares? We don't care about the listeners. Who cares? I did read this, which I thought was really funny before we go. But Lindsay Lohan is just beyond a mess. Like, that girl is just redonkulous.
Yeah, is she in the news again?
Again. So, apparently, she was, there was a video that was being recorded from a nearby car, okay, showing something fishy going on between Lohan and several men, including the exchange of a plastic bag and some cash.
Wow.
Okay. Now, okay, we're all going to say that there's drugs going on. Okay. So this guy, Steve, whose job, Steve Honig.
And this what happened on the street or something?
Yeah, this happened on the street.
Is she like nuts or what?
But this
what
is,
the hell's wrong with her?
Wait till you hear the explanation.
Yeah.
So she's nuts. She's out of her effing mind. So Steve Honig, whose job it is to protect Lindsay's reputation, accused the website of knowingly and consciously making inferences Is that how you say it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. About Lindsay that are completely untrue. Okay, hold on. If they had taken the time to look into this a little bit further, they would have found out that the bag contained crystals from a local shop in Venice. Okay. So hold on. Let me get this straight. If I want to buy crystals, I'm going to go meet some random men on the side of the road, and they're going to put the crystals not in a shopping bag that they just got from the store. They're going to put it in a plastic bag, and I'm going to pay them with cash on the side of the road for those crystals. Okay, because that's usually what goes down, right? This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, do these guys that are, like, trying to protect her, do they think how stupid this sounds? Like, do they even think about this?
Probably like, not.
Who buys that? Who's like, oh, yeah, she needs their crystals?
Yeah.
You know what, Lindsay Lohan? You could have one of your assistants run to a store, an actual store, go in and buy crystals and come back and give them to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to go buy them on the street and exchange a plastic bag and some cash for it. Doesn't make any sense. She's an idiot, and she's still doing drugs, and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
So, you know what? She needs to go to jail for a really long time.
You think so, huh?
She just doesn't.
She's got problems. I mean, why send her in jail? You know, I mean, look, I can understand for the shoplifting and everything, but for doing drugs, you know, I mean, come on.
So what do you think she should do?
She should keep going to rehab, I guess, you know.
She's gone to rehab. It doesn't work.
I know.
She gets clean.
She's got to keep trying.
And then she comes out again.
She needs therapy. I don't know what the hell
she
needs.
But you know what? Robert Downey Jr. went to jail for cocaine, and he got
that
clean. He
out?
Said it straightened him out.
Mm.
Well, I'm sure he got raped in the ass a couple times. Maybe that straightened him out. But, you know, like he said that that straightened him out. Being there was kind of a shock.
Wow.
You know? I think she needs to go to jail.
That's interesting. That's cool.
I don't know. Whatever. That's my opinion. She's messed up, and she was definitely not taking crystals from some guys on the street. Because that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know, man. She's crazy, and I don't know where she's going to end up. But
I don't wish any harm for her. I mean, she needs help, but every time she goes to rehab, she gets cleaned up, and then nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So
it shows you that, you know, she's pretty, I mean, she's addicted big time.
Oh, she's definitely addicted. Yeah. She's addicted to what? I don't know, but she's addicted for sure.
To a lot of things.
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. At all. Whatever.
Yeah.
Barbie, well, Mattel released a Farrah Fawcett Barbie.
Oh, really?
It looks. It's like it's her famous pose, right? I was obsessed with Barbies. Oh my God, I was obsessed with Barbies. It's her famous pose in the swimsuit.
Right.
You know, and it looks exactly like her.
Really?
It is so cool.
Now, how are little girls going to relate to Farrah Fawcett? You know, I mean, they don't know of Charlie's Angels, which was an adult show, actually. Why would they market this to kids?
What, Farrah Fawcett?
Farrah Fawcett, yeah.
That is a really good question, Sam. I'm being serious.
Maybe it's for the parents. The parents will go,
maybe
oh, look.
Maybe it's for the fathers.
Yeah. She was a star when I was a kid. Marilyn Monroe type of a thing, you know.
Were you obsessed with her?
No, I was too young for Marilyn Monroe.
No, Farrah.
Oh, Farrah. Not obsessed, but I thought she was beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She captured everybody's imagination.
Yeah.
She was just this girl next door, you know.
The girl next door.
Yeah.
With flowy hair. Lots of hair.
Feathered hair.
All of that. I thought Jacqueline Smith was so beautiful.
Yeah, she was beautiful too.
I thought she I thought she was the best looking one on Charlie's Angels.
Mm.
My opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of that's kind of your look, you know, the black long hair and stuff like that. It's not the blonde stuff.
Well, I'm really a blonde.
Although, I know, but I've never seen you blonde, so I can't argue with that.
I don't want to ever be blonde again.
Why?
I think I look better as a brunette.
Really?
I think my eyes pop better. Mm. I think skin tone, everything. I feel more mysterious as a brunette.
Good.
Good. I remember when I went brunette for the first time, when I went brown, my mom was not happy.
No, huh?
My mom was like,
you
cause she's
so
been
different.
Well, because she's been blonde her whole life, and she loves being a blonde. Mm. And so, like, she is, and like for a long time after that, she was like, are you ever going to go back to blonde? Like, I think she'd secretly be happy if I did. But I like being a brunette so much better.
Cool.
Makes me happy. So on that note, I know that we
have
to go. On
that friggin' note here, yeah, I have to run here because I got to do the other show.
All right, Sammy,
anyway,
have a great weekend.
You too, everybody. See you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.